Hey guys, and welcome back with TV with Nay. Grab your popcorn, your snacks, and let's get ready for this premiere. So today we're going to be talking about the movie I just watched. It's called Burn. It has the one guy from Five Nights at Freddy and the Hunger Game. Like, I think his name is like Josh Hutcherson, something like that. I'll have to look it up, and I'll put it in the description below so I know I have the right person. So there's these two people working at the gas station. Their name is Sheila and Melinda. Sheila is kind of like the popular gas attending who everybody talks to. Everybody wants to get to know. Everybody is like interested in her. And Melinda's kind of like the weird, awkward, quirky girl. So they're working the night shift. And of course, some of the regulars come into the gas station. The gas station is called Pump Paradise, something like that. And Sheila's already working. And when Melinda gets there, there's this guy smoking a cigarette by the pump. And she's like, you know, you're not supposed to smoke near the pump. And the guy's like pretty much like irritated with her because he's like, I know, but he's still doing it anyways. So the regulars start coming in. People, you know, customers just keep coming in and out, in and out. And Sheila's like on her phone. Sheila's kind of mean to the customers. Melinda's trying to be nice, but she's also weird. Like, she sticks her hand in like the coffee pot. She is like taking pictures of the officer that she likes. His name is Officer Lou. And you know, she has like pictures of him. She's like cleaning. She's very like socially awkward and everything. And so like when you watch the movie, you can just tell that she's socially awkward. Then there's this young man who comes in to the gas station. Of course, he's just walking around. And Sheila's like, well, can I help you find something? You've been in here quite a while. You know, you've been looking at the same thing over and over. What do you need and what do you want? And then finally, he says that he's going to rob them and he wants all the money from the registers. And of course, Sheila is being a smart alecky person, and it's like everybody pays with card now. There's not a lot of cash in the registers. And then out of nowhere, Melinda's like, well, I'll go to the safe, I'll help you. And so she is like helping the robber guy steal from them. And so then she comes back, and then she asks the guy who's robbing them, like, are you going to take me with you? I could help you. Can you just take me with you? And of course he says no. So then Melinda's like, well, then no, you can't have this money. You know, you're not going to get it. I'll just hold on to it. So he starts getting frustrated and mad and pissed off and is like, just give me the money. Just give me the money. And she won't. And then Sheila starts like kind of like getting in his face, talking to him about how he's nothing. He's small. He's not a big person. He's this, that, and the third. So he gets really upset with Sheila, and so he like pulls Sheila over the counter and like pins her down on the ground, and he's like pointing a gun at her head and like, yeah, you're going to listen to me now. He tells Melinda to go to a different room, and he takes Sheila and him into a different room, and it's like muttered, you can't kind of hear anything, but you kind of hear that they're fighting in there. So then Melinda picks up a fire extinguisher and she goes in there and she hits him in the head with it, but then because he has the gun in his hand, he ends up shooting Sheila. So Sheila ends up dying. And then he's knocked out. And then she like ties him up, tapes him up. And then she's acting all weird. She's like cleaning up the blood and everything and acting like nonchalant about it. And then he finally wakes up and he's like, ouch. Oh, wait, sorry, I take that back. She threw coffee on his face and then hit him with the fire extinguisher because his face was burnt. And he was talking about how much pain he was in with his face. And he's like, did you burn me with coffee? And so he's all tied up and she's trying to talk to him all sweet. And like, I'm sorry, you know, I was just scared. I was nervous. And then he tries to flip it too and talk to her all sweet and be like, I know you were scared and this, that, and the third, and I'm just trying, you know, and then he's trying to, like, be nice to her so that she'll untie him, and then he asks for some ibuprofen because his face starts hurting, so she gives him some drugs, and he's like, just like, he's like, did you drug me? Did you drug me? And so she was like, this is not real. This is not real. And she tries to have sex with him. And he's like fighting her off. She, you know, he's still tied. And she wrapped like duct tape around his mouth and eyes. And then he is able to get her away from him a little bit by being in the chair all tied up and stuff. And then he breaks the chair and he's like listening for her. And she bumps into these lockers. And then he runs like full throttle into it. And then he knocks himself out. So Melinda's all in this gas station trying to figure out there's a dead body. And there's a person knocked out. Well, then Sheila's boyfriend comes looking for her. And of course, Sheila's dead. So she's trying to tell Sheila's boyfriend that she ran off with a different guy at a motel so he would leave. Then he starts calling Sheila's phone, and then Sheila's phone's on the ground. And he's like, so where's Sheila? And so she had to lie and say that Sheila went to some hotel with another guy. So then he drives off to go to this motel and try to find Sheila, but Sheila's not alive. So then she's like trying to figure out where she can hide the body, hide the money. You know, she's just trying to figure out, like, this is a bigger mess than what she had anticipated. Well, then, of course, customers keep coming in. You know, just it's just like every time she thinks that she's getting ahead, a customer comes in. Every time she thinks she's getting ahead, a customer comes in. Well, then finally the police officer comes in and he's asking questions and she's all nervous and like, what did I do? Why aren't you believing me? Why won't you accept what I'm saying? And so then, you know, he's like, well, I have to do my job. I have to do a thorough sweep of the place. And he does a thorough sweep of the gas station. He's like, everything looks fine. It's good to go. I'm going to go to this motel that you told me that this one suspicious guy was at. So she's like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. So he then leaves. And then she looks for the guy who tried robbing them in the beginning. And he's nowhere to be found. And so she's looking around. She's looking around. And then out of nowhere, the lights go off. And she can't open the door because it's, you know, like the security, like once the lights go off, everything locks down. And it's just him and her in the gas station. But one thing that the robber guy does not know is that she was planning on burning the whole gas station down. So she, of course, gave the gas station its money and she got some gas and she poured it all through the gas station. And so they're having this like kind of talk, like he's yelling for her, like, Melinda, where are you? Melinda, where are you? They have this dialogue, and then he pulls the trigger to the gun to like shoot her, and then it catches on fire, and then the whole gas station is on fire. And she gets the extinguisher and she gets the fire off of her, and then she's able to break the window with the fire extinguisher, and then she gets out and her legs are all burnt. And then of course the police officer comes back and he's like, what's the matter? I'm sorry I left you. I shouldn't have left you. Is there anything I can do to help? And she's like, oh, this is real. So the ending was, that was the ending of it. And then it goes to the credits. I will say this was not a movie you need to watch with your kids. This is something that you need to watch by yourself. It is very weird. It's very like almost borderline creepy, not suspenseful, but just creepy. It's not something I would watch again. It's, you know, it's a one-time watch. That's about all I'm going to do. I can say I've watched it and that's about it. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. So yeah, I hope there's plenty of spoilers in this. So if you haven't watched this, you may want to watch the movie first. And I do know a little bit about that it's been going around like TikTok. So that's how I was able to notice some clips, because it was going around TikTok. But yeah, it's just really weird and creepy. It's not a movie I would watch again. So thanks for listening, you guys, and I can't wait to share you on the next premiere. Bye.